come to the front. Those who can sit down, it'll be good. Krishnam Bandhi. Little more. Krishnam Bandhi Jagat Gurum. Repeat. Krishnam Bandhi Jagat Gurum. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Krishnam Bandhi Jagat Gurum. Devaki Tanayam Yashoda Balam. Devaki Tanayam Yashoda Balam. Radha Vilolam Rasa Vilolam. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Krishnam Bande Jagat Gurum. Vedanta Saram Gitopadesham. Vedanta Saram Gitopadesham. Gitopadesham, Gitopadesham. Purnavataram Krishna Gopalam. Purnavataram Krishna Gopalam. Sadhu Samrakshakam Radhe Gopalam. Sadhu Samrakshakam Radhe Gopalam. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Bolo Jai 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 Sri Krishna. Jai 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 Sri Krishna. கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜகத்குரும். சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹ வீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. சமஸ்தஜனகல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம். ரிப்பீட் ஆஃப்டர் மீ. சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல், as Raghuji said, thanks for coming for this camp. Lot of labor has gone into this to make it as a camp. It's a labor day. I think labor day is they should work. I don't know why there is not to be holiday. So these kind of camps are for us to rejuvenate our devotion to God, and it also happens to be a very auspicious day to begin with. Today is the manifestation of Bhagavan Sri Ganesha. Ganesha is not a person who has some birthday. In fact, no god's birthday is celebrated. It's only called manifestation. Avatar it's called. We also have avatar. So when you finish this session and when you go to your room, you take another avatar, right? You don't wear this dress, you will wear a nighty dress or whatever. So when you're going for swimming, you take another avatar. So we change clothes according to the need of that particular activity. Similarly, Bhagavan takes different forms to fulfill certain needs of that time. And Bhagavan Ganesha is considered to be the very substratum of all energies. ಮೂಲಾಧಾರಸ್ಥಿತೋಸಿ ನಿತ್ಯಂ. ಇನ್ ಗಣಪತಿ ಅಥರ್ವಶೀರ್ಷ ಉಪನಿಷತ್, ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿ ಸೇ ಆಪ್ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ ಮೇ ಸ್ಥಿತು ಹೋ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಮೂಲ ಆಧಾರ್. ಮೂಲ ಆಧಾರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಯೋಗ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಷಟ್ ಚಕ್ರಾಸ್, ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಪವರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ, ನಾಟ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಯು ಶೋ ಆನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್, ಪವರ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್, ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದ ಲೋಯರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ್. ಫ್ರಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಲ್ ಎನರ್ಜೀಸ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್. ಆ್ಯಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ವೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್? ವೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್? ನೋ ನೋ, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ್ ಫೈನ್. ವೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಯು ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ನೌ? ಆನ್ ದ ಚೇರ್, ಆನ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್, ರೈಟ್? ಬಟ್ ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಟಚಿಂಗ್? ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೂಲಾಧಾರ್. ಸೊ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಂಗ್ ಬೇಸ್. ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಎ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ನೋ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸಿಸ್. ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಮನಿ, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಸ್ಕಿಲ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ ಆನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಗಣೇಶ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಮೂಲ ಆಧಾರ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಇನ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ಗಣೇಶ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಸೆಪರೇಟ್ ಟೆಂಪಲ್. ಈ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಪುಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ, ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ. ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ರೂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅ ಟ್ರೀ, ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ಬೇಸಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಈ ಈಸ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ಡ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್, ಪ್ರಥಮ ಪೂಜ್ಯ. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಬೇಸಿಸ್, ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಪ್, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ನೋಟ್. ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಡೀಟೇಲ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಣೇಶ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್. ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಸಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಟಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಪವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಗುಡ್ ನೋಟ್. And he also shows that nothing in this world is permanent. That's why he's made of clay. He shows, by made out of clay, he shows how the world is just a play. The clay shows the play. You make it, worship it, it disappears. I wrote a small poem on that. I sent it in the e-satsang. Anybody got it? How many get my e-satsang? You get it? Anyway, tomorrow I'll read it out for you. On Ganesha. Also, just a few weeks back, we also celebrated the manifestation of Bhagavan Krishna. So we are blessed to have his subject in this camp, Mukundamala and Bhagavad Gita. So when Raghuji told me that we will have this camp sometime back, I think last year itself he told me. So then we decided to have this subject, 4 D's in Gita. You've seen 3-dimension, right? Have you seen 4th dimension? 4D program? You know 3D movies. Have you seen 4D movies? That's what we are going to see in these 3 days. 4 D's. In Gita, various subjects are discussed, various things are discussed. Broadly speaking, there are 4 paths that are given to us by Bhagavan. The path of action, the path of knowledge, path of devotion, and path of meditation. So a bird's eye view of all the 4 paths are what is going to be our subject here. First one is discrimination. That's a path of knowledge. dispassion while working, devotion, love for God, and discipline. That is meditation. So that is going to be the subject matter for us during the next 3 days. In both the subject, Krishna is the common factor. You know, when somebody comes and tells you something, do this and don't do this, do you listen? Aap sunte ho? Will you listen? First of all, who are you to tell me? Don't you ask that question? If the person comes as an authority, that's a different thing. But somebody who is on the road is saying, hey, don't do this. Hey, who are you to tell me? We don't usually listen. You know, one lady was going on a road, street, on her way to office in the morning. There was a pet shop on the way. And there was a parrot which was sitting outside. When she went, the parrot looked at her and said, "You are so ugly." That lady was really, really upset. How dare this parrot is telling me that I'm ugly. Anyway, after all, a parrot, she went. Evening, she was coming back from the work. She was passing through the same shop. "Hey, lady, you are ugly." She got really upset. This is bad. Anyway, she went home. Next morning, again she was going. Again that parrot said, "Hey, lady, you are so ugly." This time she really got upset. She went into that shop and then there was a man there. "Is it your shop?" "Yes." "This parrot, have you trained it? What? What did it do?" "I don't want to tell you. But unless you take care of this by today evening, otherwise I will sue you or I will shoot that parrot. Be careful." She went. When she was getting out of the shop, that parrot said, "Hey lady, you are so ugly." She was grinding her teeth and she went away. Evening she was coming back. So the parrot was still sitting. And she was just stood in front of it. Just to see what he is going to say. "Hey lady, you know." No, he didn't say you are ugly, but he said, "You know." Why should I say anything now? "You know." So you always wonder, if somebody says something, who are you to tell me? You don't do it with your parents, right? I hope not. If your parents say, don't do that, who are you to tell me? Do you? Why not? You have respect. You have love. You have regard. In the same way, when we read Bhagavad Gita, without getting introduced to who Krishna is or who Krishna was, will you really take it seriously? You don't know him. See, that is why many children also, they don't listen to you. You say something, they will not listen. Because unless you create the feeling of respect, why should they listen to you? So before we really listen to Krishna, we should know who he is. And that is the reason why Vedavyasa also, after having written Mahabharata, still he was not fully happy. He said, I must talk about who Krishna is. I wrote about what he taught in the field of Kurukshetra. But I didn't explain who he is. Therefore, he composed the entire Bhagavatam. Exclusively speak about who this Krishna is. So we have to, in the evenings, familiarity with Krishna. Then in the morning times, we will have teachings from him. In both ways, we will recognize who is teaching and what his teaching is. That's why we chose Mukunda Mala in the evenings to get to know about the Lord. So as you see the, in your schedule, I hope you have your book or schedule in front of you somewhere. So the schedule is that morning we have 6 o'clock meditation, followed by that we have tea, 6:30, and then 7 to 8. I think the schedule is separately given to you. 41? Okay. There's a page number. Page number hai hi nahi. Ah, yeah. It's below the way. So, 6 o'clock meditation. Then 7 o'clock to 8 is Gita. Then you do yoga. Then breakfast. Then again Gita at 10 o'clock. And then evening we will have satsang with just before dinner. My name is written in front of dinner, actually. Dinner is Swami Ishwarananda. You are going to eat me, it looks like. Okay, anyway. That is in the first day. Second day, it's okay. It became all right. Second day, you don't eat me. Only first day, you eat me. So 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock we will have Mukunda Mala. So today we will start with the beautiful composition on Bhagavan Krishna. If you take to page number 23, you didn't have a book? You want to share the book? Devotion, we will see elaborately in Gita, is, as you all know, devotion is nothing but divine love. Love is the language of the soul. No living being failed to understand love. Every living being knows the language. Mother speaks to the child not with any language when the child is small, because child does not understand any language at that time. As much as your teenage boy or girl also don't understand any language which when you speak. Even your own pet, or a dog, or a cat, or anything, what language you speak? What language you speak? Most of the time, it is not any language. But that dog knows that you love, and you know how the dog is so fond of you. Which language? Forget about other. Even plants and, trees and plants know the language of. When you have in your own backyard beautiful plants, let us say, a rose plant or anything, you sit in front of that and sing a song, it will die eventually. Because the way you sing, it cannot tolerate. But if you, instead of doing such a torturous thing, just tenderly, lovingly, caringly, you touch, that will grow. So no living being failed to understand the language of love. So the language that we should talk to God is also that. not English, not French, not Sanskrit, but love. Great saints of all religions, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, you know, any religion you take, any part of the world, they had love for God, not because they have a particular language. There are some ancient traditions which did not develop any language, but they had reverence and love for God. Do you mean to say animals do not know about God? We do not know how they communicate. You know, somebody sent me this particular video through Facebook. There was a small pond. In that pond, one crow fell and it was struggling to get out, because it is, crows don't go and swim or anything. They will only drink water. It fell inside and it was struggling to come out. It was in a zoo, and in that zoo there was a very big, huge bear. That bear was just going by. I saw this video. It's not even made up. It's a real video. Grizzly bear or whatever you call it as, it's a huge one. And it was just moving around, and it looked at that crow, and just with its mouth, it pulled it and put it outside. Outside the water. And it went about going doing things. That crow got out of the water, and then it looked at the bear, didn't say anything. It just sat on its head and went away. Now, it was so moving in a video, even that bear, which otherwise very ferocious and, you know, but when it saw that crow struggling, it just picked up and put it outside. What is that called? Any language? And that heart is there. There is a struggling soul here. I need to help. Yesterday somebody sent me another video. This, I have Facebook, so I get all these things. I have face also, I have a book also, so that's a Facebook. There was these people were going in a safari and they were taking video of. Suddenly they saw one big, huge buffalo was coming right in the middle of the road, and there was a tiger, a female tiger, tigress. She was holding on to his tail and pulling him down very powerfully, not allowing him to move. Pulling him. And then buffalo was crying to get rid of him, but it's right in the back. He can't do anything. There was one more tiger in front, trying to, you know, not to move, make him not to move. And these people who are taking the video, they were quite shocked. They stopped the vehicle and then they were talking to them, say, hey, what's going to happen? What's happening here? Let's take it. So as this was going on, one more buffalo was coming, huge one. It just was coming. It looked at it. It went straight to this guy who was behind and pulled him away and threw him some 20 feet above. And that fellow fell down, completely broken. And these two buffaloes went on their own ways. Now, if you see animals, we may think that they don't have intelligence, but they have a heart. We have the other thing. We have too much of intelligence, very less heart. We see people suffering, but we don't do anything. Animals are not like that. They spontaneously act. They don't have to, what will he do? What will she do? If I do that, he will put some money to me? Or that, will he help when I, next time, when I have it? Nothing like that. That spontaneity, that is what is the love is. Not planning and scheming and thinking about it. If you go to even the wildest forest, the flowers bloom, not for anybody. For whose sake? Flowers bloom because you are looking at it? Do they give fragrance because you are going around it? Don't they just do because that is their nature? So should be our nature to love. So this is what is referred as divine love, not divisive love. Even though the word bhakti, the very meaning of the word bhakti comes from the root word bhaj, to divide. Bhajanat bhakti. But the beauty of that word bhakti being bhaj, to divide, what it means is that the bhakti or the devotion starts with division. Devotion begins with division only to end in divisionless oneness. Beda bhavanat sohamityasau bhavanabhita pavani mada bhava shunyasat bhava sustidihi bhavana balat bhaktiruttama. Ramana Maharshi says, begin the journey of love to God with division until you realize He is me, I am Him. Only when you reach that state of divisionless love, it is higher than mukti, higher than liberation, higher than any kind of enlightenment. Because after all, a saint who has reached that state of oneness with God still lives in this world. For what? To express that love. To demonstrate that love. To educate people that love. Love thy neighbor. This is what Christ said. You don't ask which neighbor. Anybody who comes around you is to be loved. Don't bother about caste or color or creed or faith or race. No. So the saints who have reached that state of oneness with God, they say, love all. Everything is manifestation of God only. So one such a saint was a great king in Kerala, Kulashekara Alvar. He was a lover of God's manifestation as Lord Vishnu. Therefore, he was known as a Vaishnava saint, Vishnu Bhakta. And a saint in that order has the last name Alvar. Alvar means, one meaning is one who has gone deep within himself. Al means deep. Another meaning is one who is a ruler. Alvar, meaning he has conquered the lower propensities of human existence. He has become the king of the inner kingdom. Such a great king, as well as a saint, as well as a poet, such a combination. Somebody may be a king, but may not be a devotee of God. Somebody may be a devotee of God, may not be a poet. But here, kingly poet who has a devotion for God. Such a great saint had composed 40 plus verses on Lord Krishna. And he considered that as a garland of verses. So it's called mala. Mala means garland. And the garland is offered to whom? Krishna, who is giver of moksha. Mukunda. Mukunda means, mukum means moksham. Dadadi, he who gives. So they become mukunda, meaning giver of liberation. So this garland is offered to Lord Krishna, the giver of great liberation and enlightenment. Therefore it's known as Mukunda Mala. Now the first verse we read, it's on the praise of the composer. It's not written by him, But later on, somebody added that. Read the first verse. I will read and you can join me. Gushyate yasya nagare rangayatra dine dine tamaham shirasa vande rajanam kulashekaram. Together. Gushyate yasya nagare rangayatra dine dine tamaham shirasa vande rajanam kulashekaram. Yasya nagare dine dine rangayatra gushyate. In India, the spiritual calendar is filled with so many festivals. In fact, every day there must be a festival somewhere in part of the world, somewhere part of the country. Every day is a holiday. Sorry, holy day. While coming from LA to here, in our flight, today's flight, in they showed a movie, $1 million Arm. Have you seen that? Some of you? No? $1 million Arm. I'm not going to tell you a story, don't worry about that. In that, they, simple thing is, a person goes to India to look for a person who can throw fastest ball for, what is that called? Baseball. So when he goes to India, you know, obviously he's going for the first time, noise, pollution, sound, this, that. Most of us are used to that. And he's going in the taxi and then fellow, honking all the time. Why are you honking? I said, hey, yes, sir. More honking. The sound and then everywhere people, everywhere festivals. Jai Ho, colorful. So in every temple, there will be one annual function of taking God to the streets where people live. Not all of them go to the temple every day, but to make sure that everybody get connected to God, that particular deity from a temple is taken to the streets. Like now it will be from today onwards, 10 days. You cannot enter Bombay city. Every corner there will be festival. Huge Ganeshas are made of different colors and pandals, lights and whatnot. It's a festive mood. Why do they do that? Get connected to God, get closer to God. If you have seen Puri Jagannath, just last month or 2 months back, they had the chariot procession. That is called Yatra, the journey of God. And when it is Bhagavan Sriranga, it's called Rangayatra. So the city in which Kulashekar Alvar, the king, the composer, was living, was Sriranga. That Lord was Sriranga, Bhagavan Vishnu's form. And he made sure that people connect with God every day. Every day he had a chariot procession. Not once in a year. Every day. Dine dine. Yasya nagare, in whose city, rangayatra, chariot procession of God, dine dine, every day, gushyate, is declared. Like every day we don't fail to eat breakfast, lunch and dinner. That we don't. But how many of us do daily puja to God? In many houses, as soon as you go to the living room, huge TV will be there. Durdarshan, sorry. That will be there. But where is God's support? Between Haldi Dappa and then between Saltam, between such small places. Only the woman of the house, little small space for him. So if we have the habit of worshipping God every day, then he is predominantly should be there at home. That is how the children learn, you know, how to start the day with remembrance of the Lord. So here Kulasekhara made sure that people of his city worship God as the first thing every day. Gushyate yasya nagare rangayatra dine dine. Therefore, I salute him for making this awareness among the people. Tamaham shirasa vande tam rajanam, that king. Aham shirasa, with my head bowing down, vande, we salute him. Rajanam kulashekaram. Kuleshu sikaraha, he is the best in his clan. See, it is easy to even teach something, but very difficult to bring faith in the heart of people. To bring devotion in the heart of the people is the most difficult thing. I can make you angry quickly, but to make you love something is very hard. Kuch gali deta hun, then you get angry immediately, right? Look at your face, so ugly. Or something. But to make you feel loving, that's so difficult. See, that is why when we have, you know, some picture or movie and things which creates more lust and base, you know, feelings, emotions, that's called provocation. You provoke anger, you provoke lust. But when you want to bring peace and love, it's called invoke. Because it is inside, not outside. You get provoked by things outside, but you get invoked into the peace. Invocation is called. So love is there in our heart, but our love is about, you know, about for people whom we love or people we will like or things that we like to eat or desire to see and go to play. But deep within all of that is love for God is there. That needs to be invoked. Most of our devotion comes out when we have nobody else to go to. We tried allopathy, homeopathy, nothing worked, then you go to Tirupati, Shripati, or Lakshmipati, or Ganapati. Because no other pati worked. That kind of love is not love. It is only, it's called matlab. For a purpose. But here, Kulasekhara Aiyar wants us to have love for God for no particular reason. Because he is worthy of loving. Why do we love our pets, you know? Because they love us unconditionally. Not I have a pet or anything, but I was told. Like your wife did first 1 week of your marriage. When do you open the car's door to your wife? Only on two occasions. When the wife is new or car is new. Afterwards, who cares? You sit down or not, I don't even care. I'll just drive. But the dog, you know, every day when before you came and then it goes to the door and waits for you. And as soon as you open the door, jumps at you. Who does that? So why do we love this dog or any other pet? Because, especially dog, a cat doesn't care and just goes away. So dog comes and just hugs you and kisses you, whatnot. You know, it makes us feel that we are worthy of loving. Everybody else runs away from you, but only the dog. Suddenly feel I'm worthy of loving. Bhagavan is the most worthiest person who can be loved. Because without whom na trinam abhi chalati, not even a blade of grass can move. If you can realize that, he is the most worthy of loving. So that understanding, feeling should be brought in. So first he says, we love things that are beautiful, usually. Because our idea of love is something which is attractive, beautiful. So now he brings the beautiful form of Krishna to our mind. You see in the next verse. Vande Mukundam,
Vande Mukundam,
Aravinda Dalayataksham, Kundendu Shankar,
Kundendu Shankar,
Dashanam Shishu Gopavesham, Indradi Devagana, Vandita Padapitam, Vrindavanalayamaham, Vasudevasunam. Together. Vande Mukundam Aravinda Dalayataksham, Kundendu Shankadashanam Shishu Gopavesham, Indradi Devagana Vandita Padapitam, Vrindavanalayamaham Vasudevasunam. Set to meter and beautiful poetry, when you sing, you just get that mood. Otherwise, Vande Mukundam Aravinda Talaya. You don't get that. That is why all our compositions are set to tune, beautifully composed, so that you just don't forget. Washing powder. Why are you saying Nirma? Well, you heard all the time. It's a song, right? And people who have not, recent times they don't know, but when we are growing up every day, washing powder. When you sing, you know, that has its own, mind gets gliding into that. Like you did when your children, when you have to go to sleep. Lullaby, right? Sometimes the children go to sleep because they don't want to hear you anymore. So, when you sing, it has its own, that the mind glides into that. Music has that effect. But not nowadays, this music, the children, dum, 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 dum. I said, you know, how will you even bear that sound? I don't understand. It's exciting. You know. And lyrics also, they'll generally read through things, not even music or poetry there. I am going, you are going, are we going? What is it? It must have some, you know, subtlety, beauty, music, that melody, everything should be there. Vande Mukundam Aravinda Dalayataksham, Kundendu Shankadashanam Shishu Gopavesham, Indradi Devagana Vandita Padapitam, Vrindavanalayamaham vasudevasunum. This particular raga is sung in the morning. It's just early morning when there is up. That's just, this is the raga. So here, when you know the meaning also, then meditation is so easy. Because as you sing, you get the picture of the Lord. Vasudeva sunum aham vande. Last line you see. Vasudeva sunum. Vasudeva sunum means sannum, sun. Vasudevasya sun. Son of Vasudeva. Vande, first word is vande. I salute the son of Vasudeva. Bhagavan Sri Krishna was born in jail. Can you imagine the plight? How sorrowful it will be. Both of them were in the jail. He was born in jail. And he could never live with his parents. He was taken away immediately. What a tragedy. You know, one person was traveling in a train. From Delhi, he was going to Mathura. Where was Lord born? Where was Lord born? Mathura. His kingdom was in? Where? Dwaraka. So he was taking a train from Delhi to Dwaraka. So he was, but he didn't buy the ticket. So the TT came and said, ticket? Nahi karidao. Kyo? Bhagavan ki, I'm going to Lord's abode, Lord's kingdom, Bhagavan Krishna's Rajya. So I don't buy ticket. So he went, TT went, then police came. We'll take you to the place where he was born. Jail. So born in jail. And beginning onwards, from the day he was born till he became a teenager, how many rakshasas came to kill him? One after another. Endlessly. But he was one who was cheerful, so happy, continuously meeting all challenges. If you and I were to be like that condition, we'll be dead long time back. But just by sorrow, depression. And in this part of the world, the depression is the most, every other person, highest selling drugs, depression. Right? One should read the stories of such great souls, you know, understand how, you know, constant trouble. Depression. And they give Cymbalta can help you. Depression medicine. Cymbalta can help you. And then immediately the small letters they write. If you eat that, you cannot stand, you cannot ride, you cannot drive a car. You cannot talk to anybody. If you sit down, you will not get up. You will sit down. If you get up, you cannot sit down and you will die. And contestal the doctor. Cymbalta can help. What help? So when we read the struggles of great souls and saints, you know, they can be depressed. You know, our problems are nothing. So when we think about the Lord, you know, think of him, even though his son of Vasudeva, but could not live with them. Aham vande Vasudeva sunam. I salute that Krishna. Vande Mukundam. Mukundam, as I told you, moksham dadati, Mukunda. He who is giver of joyful liberation. The moksha is not some going somewhere, some Vaikuntha loka or some other loka. Here, in this very world where you and I live, where we can live happily, that is the beauty of Vedanta. That's the beauty of teaching of Krishna. Don't go anywhere. Here. Ihaiva tairjida sarge esham loke sthitam manah. Ihaiva tairjida sargah esham samye sthitam manah. He who is able to maintain that samatva in his mind, ihaiva taihi jitah sargah, he conquered the world here itself. Nirdosham hi samam brahma, tasmad brahmani te sthitaha. So, those who really want to find liberation in this very world, it is possible. Krishna doesn't say, I will take you to some other world and there you will be happy. Here. Mukundaha, that moksha, that liberation, that freedom, that joy, dadadi, he gives. Mukunda. Vande Mukundam. And his eyes are Aravinda Talayata Aksham. Eyes are like that of a lotus leaf. Physical description is unavoidable when we want our mind to get attracted to something. When you go to a temple, whom do you look? Whoever came, what sari she is wearing? No, you are there to look at the Lord. And the Lord's place is made beautiful with all the flowers and alankaras. Why? Because your mind should be there in that. And the beauty of the Lord is given to us so that our sense organs are attracted to that. And then we can think about the beauty of the Lord in a higher level. Aravinda Dalayata Aksham. Eyes are like that of the lotus petals. The lotus is considered as the most, you know, auspicious divine flower in India. Not that I belong to any party or anything, okay? So, lotus is a symbol of one party in India. That's why I'm saying. So, this lotus is that which even though stays in the water, but never affected by the water. Nalini talagada jalamati taralam tatvajivi tamadishaya chapalam Padma patramivambasa. Even though it resides in the water, but water doesn't touch it. So also the Lord, he looks at the world, but not affected by the world. You will see in Gita, many places he will say that. Tasya kartaram abhimam vidya akartaram avyayam. So eyes of the Lord is like beautiful lotus petal. Kundendu shanka dashanam. And his teeth are like kunda, a jasmine. Indu, a moon. Shanka, like conch. These are all bright by nature, naturally bright. Not like put any whitening. Not like that. But naturally white. One man told his wife in the late evening, you know, when they were about to go to bed, your teeth is like a star. She was so happy. Is it? Yeah, it comes out in the night. Teeth comes out in the night. Honey, can you brush my teeth also? I kept it in my in the bathroom. No, he has bright teeth. That's what he's saying. Kundendu shanka dashanam. And the Lord is in the form of a shishu gopavesham. A small little cowherd boy. Imagine the Lord of the universe, by just very thought of whom the Brahmanda can be created, and he was just playing around like a very little innocent cowherd boy. And all the devatas and the denizens of the heaven, they come down to look at the beauty of the Lord playing like a normal innocent child. So all of them are so eager to see how the Lord of the universe, imperceptible, yaddad adresyam agrahyam avarnam achakshusotram tatapanipadam nityam vibum sarvagatam susukshmam yadbhutayonim paripushyanti dhira. That imperceptible, immeasurable, timeless, spaceless, dimensionless presence playing like a child, like a boy. So those Mahatmas and Mahamunis and Rishis who are meditating upon that supreme most, the Lord, Brahman, they, when they see the Krishna playing around, wow. Don't you have in your own house your own child's picture? When he was 2 years old, when he was cute, now he's acute. When he was cute. Why do you have that child? See, such a innocent boy you are. Now you are a rakshasa. So you, see, when the Paramatma, when he is playing like a child, all the rishis and munis rush to see that. It is said that they became the cowherd boys. They became the cows and calves and sheep and birds and trees and plants and everything, because they just want to play with him. Such an opportunity, when do you get? Paramatma, the supreme being, is now in the form of a little young cowherd boy. Kundindu shanka dashanam shishu gopavesham Indradi devagana vandita padapitam. Whose feet are worshipped by the Indras and Devaganas continuously. The great denizens, as I said, they are all waiting to worship his feet, and this one is just playing around there. That is why it is said places like Dwarka, or even when you go to Vrindavan, Mathura, they roll on the ground, because here is where the Lord moved around. That the place is so of greatest auspicious place, because this is where the Lord was moving around, running around. What an amount of punya it is. Indradi deva gana vandita padapeeta Vrindavana alayamaham. His abode is Vrindavan, which is full of the basil forest. Vasudeva sunam. So when you sit down and chant this, you know, verse, your mind should glide into the beautiful form of Krishna. Vande Mukundam Aravinda Dalayataksham Kundendu Shankadashanam Shishugopavesham Indradi Devagana Vandita Padapitam Vrindavanalayamaham Vasudevasunum. It is called Drishyan with the Savikalpa Samadhi, Shabdhan with the Savikalpa Samadhi. Mahatmas, when they thought about God, they said that the mind has to engross into the Lord in whatever way possible. Either by looking at the Lord form, mind should totally get into it. Like your, you know, young children when they are playing Wii. Thing will go anywhere. You cannot distract them. Or when they are reading that Harry Potter. 34th time they read it. But still they get engrossed in it. Isn't it? How many times they same thing read again and again and again and again. I asked one boy, you know, do you get different stories every time? Same story, right? Why are you reading many, many times? Swamiji, you don't know. Every time I read some new things. Today after this class, they are going to give you gulab jamun. Right? That's not the plan, right? Gulab jamun? Gujia. I don't know, I just said something. Have you ever had before gulab jamun? Why do you want to have again? Is it not every time you have it, you know, enjoy? The same way, the devotion to the Lord should happen. Every time you look at it, it should bring that joy. So these Mahatmas, when they just look at the Lord and their mind get engrossed, it's called Drishya Anuviddha Savikalpa Samadhi. Absorption, Samadhi, out of looking at the form of the Lord. Bhagavan Shankaracharya wrote Vishnu Padadi Keshanta Varnanam. That's a whole description of how the Lord's beauty is from foot up to the head. Shiva Padadi Keshanta Varnanam. This is for mind to get engrossed by just the form of the Lord. During those times, they did not have the floodlight on the Lord. You know, they keep it in the dark, and then when the priest is ready and he opens the door, and with that small little lamp, he will show the form of the Lord. That's the time you are able to see him in the whole form. Nowadays, you put him such a huge light on him. 200 watt, 500 watt, he closes his eyes. No way you can see. There's so much bright light coming on him. So when you see part by part, especially Sri Ranga, when you go, one door only shows the feet of the Lord. Another door, where the Brahma comes out in the Nabi. Third door is where his head. So it's such a huge form lying down there. So they don't want to put any light. Just show the light from the camphor. So that's the time you pay attention. So by looking at the Lord, when you have the mind getting absorbed into that, it's called Drishya Anuvitta. When by singing the name of the Lord, when the mind gets absorbed, it's called Shabdanuvidda, because of the sound of the music or the description. Now comes the next verse. We'll read and see the meaning tomorrow maybe. Now after having seen the Lord's form beautifully, now whenever you want the Lord's form to come to your mind, you must chant the name. Every form has got a name. Every name is associated with the form. Nama, Rupa. These two are connected. And therefore, when you take the Nama, the Rupa should come. When you take the Rupa, the Nama should naturally come out of your mouth. So here, various form names of the Lord are uttered by the devotee here, saying that, "Oh Lord, make me cry out, chant the name of the Lord." Shri Vallabheti, Varadeti, Daya Pareti, Bhakta Priyeti, Bhavalum Tanako Videti, Nateti, Nagashayaneti, Jagannivaseti, Alapanam Pradipadam Kurumam Mukunda Shri Vallabhedi Varadedi Daya Pareti Bhakta Priyeti Bhavaluntanako Videti Nateti Nagashayaneti Jagannivaseti ఆలాపనం ప్రతిపదం కురు మాం ముకుంద. ఓ లార్డ్ మేక్ మీ క్రై అట్టరింగ్ యువర్ నేమ్. ఆలాపనం, ఆలాపనం. ఇఫ్ యూ గాన్ టు ఎనీ హిందుస్థానీ మ్యూజిక్ యూ నో వాట్ ఆలాపనం మీన్స్, ఆర్ ఇన్ ది కర్ణాటిక్ మ్యూజిక్ ఆలాపన మీన్స్ క్యా? హౌ మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ నో కర్ణాటిక్ మ్యూజిక్? ఎనీబడి? నోబడి. వాట్ ఈస్ ఆలాపనం? ఆలా. That's the time people go for tea, coffee and tea and all. Aalap. Aalap is just an extended form of singing without any instruments around. So here he says, make me continuously do your aalapana. Sing the name of the Lord. Aalapanam pratipadam, every step. కురు మాం ముకుంద, మేక్ మీ డూ ఓ లార్డ్. బికాస్ అవర్ వాట్ వీ అటర్ ఇన్ అవర్ వర్డ్స్ దెర్ ఈస్ నో ప్యూరిటీ. అవర్ వర్డ్స్ గెట్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ టేక్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. హనుమాన్జీ ఆల్సో ఫ్రమ్ మహేంద్ర మౌంటైన్ వెన్ హీ వాజ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఫ్లై ఓవర్ టు లంక, what is the power that he had? Rama mudrika, where did he keep it? Meli mukuma, what's that words? Prabhu mudrika meli mukumai jaladi langi gaye acharaj nahi durgam kaaj jagat ke jete sugama anugrah. Is it not? Keeping the Lord's name in his mouth. Because he didn't have any pocket, so he took that mudrika into the tongue. What it means is, took the Lord's name in his mouth, he could cross the huge ocean. What did he do as soon as he came back from Lanka? Do you know? What did he do as soon as he came back from Lanka? Bhagavan Hanumanji, what did he do? He went to a retail shop because he lost his tail burnt away. Anyway, that's not a serious joke. Anyway. He lost his tail burnt, so he went to a retail shop to get it done again. Anyway, so how did he go? He had a tailwind. Not because of the tailwind. Because of the Lord's name, you could cross the huge ocean. So if Hanumanji could cross the ocean like that, we can cross the ocean of samsara. Oh Lord, make me cry out your name again and again. Shri Vallabhedi Varadedi Dayaparedi Bhakti ప్రియేది బవలుంటన కోవిదేది నాతేది నాగశయనేది జగన్నివాసేది శ్రీవల్లభేది. యాజ్ ది కన్సర్ట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ లక్ష్మి వరదేది, ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ గివర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ బోన్స్, దయాపరేది ద బెస్ట్ అమాంగ్ ద కంపాషనేట్ వన్, భక్త ప్రియేది మోస్ట్ డియర్ టు ద డివోటీస్, భవలుంఠన డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ చేంజ్ అండ్ హీఈస్ మోస్ట్ స్కిల్ఫుల్, కో విదేది నాతేది యాజ్ ద గ్రేట్ మాస్టర్ లార్డ్, నాగశయనేది ద వన్ రిక్లైనింగ్ ఆన్ శేషనాగ, జగన్నివాసేది వన్ హూస్ అబౌడ్ ఈస్ ద హోల్ వరల్డ్. In this way, may I cry out their name again and again and again. Tomorrow we'll see what is the efficacy or the importance of chanting the name of the Lord. Tomorrow evening. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve badrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhavet. ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो